So before this starts, you can listen to the sounds for this is really loud because well, some of it's gonna be good because I filmed on my phone, but then other parts are gonna be different because I filmed on my laptop. So I have two shoutouts to do this week. I know I was supposed to have said, but I don't know who the third person was. So I every week whenever I'm recording, I'm gonna put on my Snapchat on my stories, so j.mapph. I'm gonna put my stories. Who wants to be in my podcast? And if you respond with me, I'll put you in. So, I maybe respond. I'll start doing different words. Like instead of me, you have to put like eyeball or something. So this week I'm doing Esme. Esme Bowers is one of my friends. She's been my friend since year seven, and love her so much. And then Harry. Harry is practically my brother. Honestly. Because he's with Wiki. Wiki, this is your process as well. He's with Wiki, and I told Wiki that me and him are brothers, and even along with this, my brothers practically related. So yeah, they made two shoutouts, and well, three because there's Wiki as well. But I know there was a third person, so if you're the third person you're watching it and you listen to it, then let me know. Anyway, yeah, bye.
Hello, it's me. Up in California, dreaming about the things we used to be. So come over. I don't know if that's a word, but you know we can just go with that. I've just filmed a video about the protests that are going on in schools right now, and I'm completely for all of these. You'd think I'm be against them, wouldn't you? But I'm not. I'm like, really, I'm for them. I think these should continue happening. I think we should keep on having protests in schools until we're being heard, and something happened about everything. If you're behind, there's been a protest in, I think it's Outwood School. There's been protests every single day in that school about toilets and the. Believe it or not, male teachers measuring skirts, which is disgusting. Everything needs to stop in schools. Teachers and head teachers and all these people that are putting all this stuff in place need to stop and think. Think for 2 minutes. Think for two literal seconds. Like if a male teacher is measuring skirts. How do you think that makes the girls think? And how do you think it makes the teacher think? Like, think about it. Your male teachers are going to be seen as paedophiles, and it's going to be seen after harassing students to measure the skirts. And it completely needs to stop. It needs to be seen, it needs to be brought into light. There's protests going around schools, and we need to be heard. We need it, it, it everything needs to stop. The shelters and toilets needs to stop. There's many reasons behind that. Girls, when girls are on periods, they need an access to toilets, and they need to go. They shouldn't be told by teachers, like especially female teachers. I'm on my period, so and I can't just go. They shouldn't be told that. Because for one, teachers have had more experience with periods than younger girls, because they probably had more periods, and they probably know what to do. They probably like if they can't get to a toilet, they probably know what to do and how to deal with it. Younger girls don't know what to do if, like, say they need to change the pad or something. They don't know what to do if they can't get to a toilet. And there's people in schools that are like so anxious to ask to go to toilets in the first place. And now they're probably anxious about wetting themselves. Do you not see that we can't just hold our bladders in all day? Because we can't get to a toilet. We like when we get when I ask to go to something, I get rejected to go. Do you not think it makes me feel awkward that I'm sitting there needing to go to toilet? If you've sat around me, and you've heard me ask to go to toilet, and I'm sitting being told no. And I'm sitting there, and every time the teacher comes around, I'm like, "Miss, can I please go to toilet? Can I go, please?" Because mostly this female teacher I have, Miss Catoon, who doesn't let me go. So like every time she comes around, I'm like, "Miss, can I please go to toilet? I'm desperate." Her excuse was, "Oh, I've lost my pass, so you can't go." Even though they've been told they can write notes if they lose the pass. If they lose the pass, they're allowed to write notes, and as long as they sign it or something. And Miss Cassoon's been like, "Oh, I can't write, you know, we've been told not to." And eventually she let me go, and the person said, "Ask us to write you a note next time, please." And now all of a sudden the pass has come back. She said one of the students had robbed it, and now it's just appeared again. Same pass, everything, and it's just appeared again. I feel like we shouldn't be denied access to a toilet. We shouldn't have to, and we also shouldn't have to walk that far to the toilet. In our school, every home base has a toilet on. I'm saying had because they're all locked. Every single toilet has a shelter on. Except for two. Lots of toilets. You might be like, what two? Behind the assistant head teacher's office, there's toilets. But they're staff only, so we're not allowed to go there. And other toilets are have a person in front of them. They're paying. They're not even like putting up to pay for this. A dinner lady or a cleaner or whatever she is has to sit outside the toilet and ask people all these questions, like what's your name, what's your year group, who sent you, and all that before you can go to the toilet. And they're getting paid the same amount as about to be getting paid to clean the floors. Like, they're downstairs cleaning the floors, not getting paid extra to be upstairs sitting with an iPad, filling in all these questions. They're not getting paid at all for that. They're only getting paid. Like, I feel like the people that are getting told to do that should go on strike. Because they're not getting paid more for doing that. And I feel like, apparently, there's student strikes apparently happening. Where no kids coming in, if you do go in, you're going in late or something, which I only go in late anyway. But I think everyone knows now it needs to stop. Like, stop being so stupid and understand that what everything that's wrong with it. And oh my god, it's just so disgusting, honestly. Yeah. I want to move on because I've just been filming a YouTube video about this and I'm going to put it up, and I was nearly stopping doing that because it's just so rude that we get told that we have a voice, we have a pupil voice, and we should use it, but then when we try and use it for opinions, we get shouted at, and it's completely disgusting. I'm probably going to end up crying because of all that, just because of schools. Anyway, my assistant head of year doesn't know. Like, I go to counselling, right? And my problems are really, 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 really based around school. Like, last week when I went, I was so happy. And I was like, didn't have anything wrong with me or anything. And on Tuesday when I go in, I'm gonna be like, school has happened. And I'm gonna have to get my counsellor to ring up to school and talk about my problems to me assistant head of the year, because I don't come in early, and the reason I don't come in early is because I have problems with that school, and I'm not going to come in early unless I have problems with the school. If the problems get resolved, maybe I might come in early. Anyway, I'm gonna go for a bit, and I will talk to you later. Hey, Rose, I've just done this video on TikTok, like this mini pop video. And it's like the nostalgia of 2016, because I miss 2016, I love 2016. Right, I don't know what I'm saying. And I want to play the songs. I have a list of songs that I used to listen to, or my sister used to listen to. And I wanna show you this. So, first we did one that isn't on the list. Hey Google, play Runaway by Galantis. I'm hoping you can hear because I never have to
Okay,
intone or anything.
Runaway, You and I by Galantis.
Okay.
Here it is on YouTube Music.
Think I can fly. Think I can fly
when I'm with you.
My arms are wide, catching fire as the wind blows. I know that I'm rich enough to cry. I see $1 billion in your eyes. Even if the strangers tear me down. Right, and then we'll go to the next one. Hey Google, play to Lean On back from 2016. Because there's many different leans on Lean On.
Alright, here's a YouTube music playlist called 2000s Clean.
Huh? Look at this song. We'll find out in a second. I want to see what it is. I don't know. Hey Google, play Lean On.
Sure, Lean On, Feet, Mo and DJ Snake by Major Lazer.
This is
here it is on YouTube Music.
Oh, wait, maybe it is. Oh yeah, it is, yeah. Dun, 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 dun.
Do you recall when I was young, when you walk on the sidewalk?
Care for each other,
but the night was warm. We were bold and young. All around the wind blows, we would only hold on to let go.
But this fight on.
We need someone to lean on.
Anyway, next one. Hey Google. Hey Google. Play Rockabye.
Got it. Rockabye by Clean Bandit. Playing on YouTube Music.
She works the night by the water. She's gone astray, so far away from my father's daughter. She just wants her life for a baby. All I know, no one will come. She's got to save him.
Daily struggle.
She tells him, ooh, love, no one's ever gonna hurt you, love. I'm gonna give you all of my love. Nobody
right.
Matters.
Hey, Google. Play Worth It. This is, I'm getting really bored. I don't think I'm gonna finish this
Worth
list because
It
I'm
by
not bothered.
Fifth Harmony. Sure. Playing on YouTube Music.
Give it to me, I'm worth it. Baby, I'm worth it. I'm worth it.
I'll be back. I'll come back in a minute. Okay, so. I am late to school every single day, right? And last week, I forget what day it was, but last week when I went in, I was told I had to do a rezo, so I said no, because why would I do a rezo for being late? Because that's just pathetic. So I got told I had to do a rezo, and I said no. And so I got told that I was going to have a conversation with the head teacher about the new school. Because I didn't want to follow the rules, quote unquote. And basically, the next day, I was left alone. I was late, but I was still left alone. And then on Friday, it would have been my assistant head teacher, who I already have problems with, don't like her at all. She's just really horrible. So she comes up to me and goes, can I speak to you for a minute? I was on the way out. She was like, can I speak to you for a minute? I was like, sure, go on. And she was like, she went to me, because you keep saying no to all these sanctions, you're going to be putting like lunch and break ones and stuff. And I went, not being funny or anything, but I really feel comfortable in Sophie's in. And she went, Sophie's got problems, which isn't even allowed. She can't even say that, like, at all. Like, she actually really can't say that. And so I was like, well, that's stupid. Why are you saying that to me? Because you're not allowed. And I told Sophie what she said, and she was, like, shocked. And then yesterday, Miss Morgan, that's the name. That's her name, if you don't know. She came up to me. Well, she came into my lesson even and took me and two other people out for a late reso. This was the last lesson, so I had to do one yesterday. And I had to do it. I went in and I didn't like it. And I was like questioning myself. I was like, why am I coming here? I should have just said no. And if it happens again, if she comes up to me again, I'm going to say no. I'm going to say, well, I'm not doing it. So I'm not doing it. I'll say, it's about me being lazy. And she says, yeah, I'll say, well, I'm not doing it. So I've already told you I'm not doing it. So, and I thought by the fact I didn't do the one on lunch, that you would know that I'm not doing it. And when I was on the way home, Sophie told me something. She went, Miss Morgan went to get here, she said to her, she wouldn't have got a late reso. Only she was with me. So she got late reso because she was walking with me. And she, like, it was the most weirdest, horriblest things ever. She's like, I don't think she's even allowed to say that. You wouldn't have got a late reso and you were walking with Jordan. Like, what the hell? So, but I don't like Miss Morgan anyway, so, like, I don't really care. But she can't say that. First, she can't tell me that someone has problems, for one. Like, literally, like, in counseling, that's the first thing. Like, when they go through the privacy stuff, it's like, we can't take any of this information and send it round, and then schools get told the same. We can't get this information and take it round unless you say something serious. But she said, got the information and sent it to me. And, like she, like, knows, like, she has told me that Sophie has a problem, which is literally against the rule things. And it's like, I swear it's in a that is in the contract. I signed that contract and give them permission to keep it secret unless it was serious. And that's like defamation of contract. Oh my god. Sue her. But I don't like Miss Morgan. She's horrible. She's like the most horriblest person in that school. Like, out of all the things that's wrong with that school, let's keep the toilets out of mind and all the other stuff in that out of mind. But the most horrible thing that they could have done in that school, other than all that stuff, was hire Miss Morgan. Like, you know, I never had a problem really that much with school until Miss Morgan joined. Is that weird? In year 7, what problems there with the school in year 7? None. What problems did I have in year 8? Miss Morgan joined in year 8, by the way. Many problems. What problems are in year 9? She fucking screams at me every fucking day. I don't know where the accent came from, it just came to mind. She fucking screams at me every single day. Anyway, yeah. So, I don't know if she's listening. But she's a bitch. She's listening, but she's a bitch. So, if she's listening, Miss Morgan, now you know you're a little bitch. And I don't like that at all. I don't know, she'll come in there horrible. She'll give me... can't speak. She'll go in here more horrible with me if she listens. But I'm only telling facts that she is a bitch. So, you know, swear to God, I hate her so much. She, like, literally needs to, like, calm down a little bit. I'm a child, leave me alone. I'm a child. Nah, but like, there was supposed to be what's it called? I'm holding my iPhone box, I don't even know why. I just saw it and I was like, I'm picking this up, I don't know why. But I like iPhone boxes now, I'll see if they are. Because, yeah. I honestly don't even mind if they don't come with plugs anymore. iPhones, because I have a plug for one, so I just have it. What the hell is this? Although it tells you battery may eventually need replacement. Anyway. Power adapter and headphones sold separately, I love that. Oh, Justin Bieber's tour has been cancelled, I just got the news for that. Oh my god, I meant to be choosing the options and I've lost my option sheet as well. And I've chosen the option, I just have lost the sheet that has all my choices on. Do you reckon I can email and just say, can I choose my choices? Can I send you my choices? Because, yeah. Anyway, so. What was I going to say? Yes, Miss Morgan's horrible. And, yeah. She is completely horrible. I hate her so much, you know. Like, honestly, she is really annoying. And it just gets on my nerves. Very much gets on my nerves. Because I show so... I'm lying down on the floor. I show, like, so much respect towards her. And she shows none back to me. Like, when she was shouting at me, I was, like, showing her so much respect. And letting her speak and everything. But then she wouldn't let me speak and she was shouting at me. And all that. And now, but she went, I haven't got told that you're having counselling. And I was like, well, so sorry that you haven't been told because I don't want you to be told. You don't need to be told all my business. Why don't you ask Miss Irons, your little bestie? She can tell you. And yeah. I swear, she was having like an argument yesterday when I walked in because I looked over and she was standing up and there was teachers in there. Mr. Day was in there. And I was looking over and she was stood up and like as if she was like in a little argument with him. And I was like, wow. And yeah, she's just really annoying. If she left, I'd be so happy. If she left, all my problems other than the toilets and everything would be resolved. Does it say a process yesterday? Did that happen? No. But people thought I set up that process and I never. I set up the petition about the toilets for every school in the UK. But I didn't set up the process. It didn't happen anyway. It was sad. I wanted it to happen. Like, honestly, I really wanted it to happen. Because even though they said not, even like if it happened, they wouldn't do anything. But the school had comments on it. They said, Mr. Critchley, the head teacher, said that it shouldn't happen. Like, he said, oh, it shouldn't happen. What's wrong with it? It shouldn't happen. What's wrong with the fact that our toilets have got shutters on and no one can use them? Like, what's wrong with that? You know what I mean? Nothing's wrong with that. But the school was on my... They saw my stories about... I don't even know what they were about. It was telling someone to keep smiling or something. And a few more. They never saw anything about the fact that schools are shite. So that's a bit sad, but... You know. But they definitely... What they do is, in my school especially, if we comment on the Facebook saying, like, why are you doing this for the toilet? Stop, just take them off. They turn off the comments and delete all the comments that say take off the toilets. Take off the things off the toilets. They'll delete them or they'll They'll turn off the comments. I still think about that. I think I should get a co-host, you know, because I actually would love to have a conversation with someone. I'm just literally sitting on the floor talking to myself. Oh, dog's jumping. What's it jumping about? What else can I talk about? I got a new door. Is anyone really bothered about that? A week ago today, I got a new door put on because my other door didn't shut. Interesting. So I got a new door. So it's the bathroom. Me and the bathroom at the same door now. And everyone else has the olden day doors. If you can hear the dog bark, and it barks a lot now. And I'm sick, I can't shout. So I can't shout, it's just shut up. Why is it running? What the fuck's happening? Either someone's broke in. Or it's having a fucking space of energy. What the hell? Anyway, we can just pretend I'm not in the park or whatever it's park now. Wait, what's the difference on your iPhone where it says like mic mode and it goes like standard voice isolation wide spectrum? What's different? I've just changed it to voice isolation, it sounds any different. But like, what's the difference? And then is it gonna. Cameras? You can't have a camera on here. But you know. I'm not shouting. I'm sick. I can't shout. I woke up this morning and couldn't. I wanted to sing and it came out as whispering. Not even whispering. It came out like. Not like that. That's wrong.
Like this!
No, not like that. I'm trying to think about it because it was like. Rolling in the deep. I swear, every time I do a podcast, that song just gets stuck in my head. And you played it to the beat. I swear to God, the roofs in my house, like all the ceilings in my house, my mum's one, looks like it's got a big massive crack through it. My one looks like it's got a crack through it as well. It looks like just the corner is about to fall down. I reckon it's something to do with the fact that we have stuff in the attic, you know. Because why did I imagine the attic on top of my room to be the shape of my room? As if just like 10,000 different attics. We only have one. Now in some houses you do get more than one. You get like in like houses in like LA and stuff, you get about that. 25,000. I'm not joking either. You get like one main one and then like another one in your room. I saw many houses like that. Why is the dog scratching? I don't know, you know. Anyway. I think I need my roof painting. I need my door painting, actually. That's a good idea. I want to get new handles. For me door. I want black ones. And these ones, like the part that goes down, the part you push down. It's really skinny. So it hits your hand. Especially, it hits the hand of someone who is used to a round door handle. To open the door, so it hits my hand for that. Like push it down. I want to get like a round one or something, or like the I saw a nice black one, where it's like exactly the same, but instead of it like at the end it flicks back in, towards the door. Cause like if you saw handles where like really skinny at the end, it like a little bit of a the time where it like flicks a little bit at the end. This one's just straight and it opens and stuff. I was gonna get a round door handle again, but I think it just looked really weird on my door. I don't think I'd like it. Plus, I have to kind of make it look like the bathroom. So I might get a new door handle. I'm not sure, but they're quite expensive. I thought they'd be like £2 or something for them. The dog's barking. Right, we're gonna see what goes with the dog. Keeps barking now. Well, yeah, I've gone dizzy. You know, I'm just off to do this. There's a jump on me. What do you want? It's low on the top of the stairs. Go get in your bed. 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 Go get in your bed. Remy, bed. Let's go to Europe and everything. Listen to me. Go get in your bed. I'm not bloody bothered if someone's not breaking in. Is someone broken in? Have you broken in? Have you broken in? Have you broken in? Is anyone in here? Have you broken in? No. Okay. So that, I don't know why you're screaming then, Remy. Anyway, I need to go to bed on my bed because I have not bed on my bed and it's like really uncomfortable. It's really weird. It's like scratchy material. But I don't know if I put my blanket on because my blanket's ripped. My blanket, like, little duvet cover thing is ripped. Because it's really cheap material. Like, I got it in the pillowcase was ripped. So, yeah, I'm gonna go. And I'll see you next time. So, backstory. Well, you already know the backstory. My math teacher absolutely hates me. And today, she asked me to move seats away from Liv. So I said no. And then she asked Liv to move seats, and Liv said no. So she buzzed, she said to Liv that she was going to buzz her for Liv. So she buzzed, and when the buzzer came, like 25 billion years later, she went, Jordan won't move seats, as if she buzzed for me, and she buzzed for Liv. And he said he's going to go to me at the year, and sort of scrap, but not has even been said about that yet, at all. And so, Miss Cotoon, my math teacher, emailed Mr. Breen and asked him to, if he saw me, to ask him, me to come back at the end of the school to talk about it. So me and Liv both went back and she said to me about moving. I said, Miss, I can't move seats or anything. And the reason was, is I said, because people bring up my podcast, as if people, when they bring up my podcast, bothers me. This doesn't, like, I honestly don't care. Like, bring up my podcast as many times as you want. I honestly don't mind. Like, talk about it, whatever, I don't care. But I was like, I have to sit next to Liv because people bring up my podcast and stuff, and I just feel, like, more comfortable when Liv's there because Liv will, I don't know. Just because, yeah. So she said she's going to move me and Liv to sit together somewhere, which is good. But, you know, I'm sick as well. And I'm, yeah, talking about the fact that I have a really shit maths teacher. Whilst I'm trying to build a button, because I don't know why, but, like, I'm just building buttons, apparently. Apparently it's been a job to build buttons for a living. Remember, Lisa, I actually can't breathe. Oh, I had to talk about this. So, you know, if I learned this, because I'm really good at science, if you have too many snot in your nose or something, it goes down your throat. It goes down the back of your throat. And when you swallow, you can feel it going down. And basically, it sounds horrible, it is horrible, but, like, when it goes down, it just gets dissolved by stomach acid, and then it's gone. And I sneezed before. I sneezed twice, and the first time I sneezed, right after it, sort of came up my mouth, and it was in my mouth, and it was snot. And I was like, I was actually going to be sick, I had to spit it out, it was horrible. And I was like, oh my god. And it's put me off chickens and sweet corn soup. Like, now I'm just thinking about it. I'm like, oh my god, I've saw something that looks like that in chicken sweet corn soup. So now I'm not ever going to eat that ever again. But, yeah. And then, the second time I sneezed, I didn't put anything up to my nose to stop the sneeze from going everywhere. And I sneezed. And it came out of my mouth, nose, everywhere. And there was just a big line of snot hanging on my nose and someone on the floor, and it was horrible. I was like, oh my god. So I had to get kitchen roll and wipe my nose, and then I literally wiped the floor. I was like, I'm not leaving it here forever, decided to walk on it.
And my mum missed a bit. And I walked away and came back and stood there. I had socks on. And I had to change my socks. And I had to wipe my foot. It was horrible. I wiped both my feet on Sunday with one foot and took off both of my socks. And changed them. And oh my God. Actually, I can't, like, that's probably the most overreacting thing I've ever done. But I'm sick and I don't get any more sick. And I read on the internet to have a little thing next to my bed. So I have like a little steamy thing that's next to my bed that has only just started spraying out steam, which is new. But I've sprayed Lynx in it, like Lynx Gold. Because, yeah. And then it just stinks of water. It doesn't even smell of Lynx. Wait, hold on. Yeah, it doesn't smell like Lynx. It's on the timer for 2 hours, but I might change the timer. It's like, will it go off by itself if it's empty? But it says like sleep with it next to you, so I'm gonna put like the little night light on it and then go asleep. Because I feel like it just needs nicer to go sleep with the light next to me. I'm also listening to Relax podcast. I had to disagree with Colleen. The calendar doesn't start on a Saturday, Sunday. It starts on a Monday because it's the day people go into school and people go back to work. Sundays should be taken off a calendar. Well, actually, no. We should get an extra day of the weekend. That's what I'm trying to say. Is give us an extra day of the weekend. Like, honestly, give us an extra day because I could not be bothered with 5 days a week. Well, not even 5 days a week, 4 days a week because I'm going on Tuesdays. I can't bother with that, so I feel like I should have three days a week. But this month I have just two teacher strikes. And there's a day that all my strikes have been on like Tuesdays and I'm already off. So I'm excited for the Thursday, Friday ones. Is that next week or the week after? I'll have to find out. But oh my God, allergies. I don't know if I'm like sick to anything. Well, I'm sick too. Bet it's my cat. Man, I love you. Bet it's my dog, actually. Don't like my dog, so I can blame him for things. I actually don't like the dog, you know. Like, I honestly have to say, I do not like dogs. Like, bring a dog next to me. And I don't like it, honestly. And I actually feel so sick. So I'm really like going and getting bent. I think I'm gonna just upload this song. But yeah, if you wanna, literally, it's good. What I'm working on as well is in school, people come up to me and go, like, oh, are you the one with the podcast? And I keep saying no. I feel like I need to start saying yeah. Because, you know, I just go, no, the person that has the podcast is over there. Like, that's what I said today. And I feel like I just need to start saying, yeah, I'm the one with the podcast, yeah. And stuff, because I love when people, like, come to me and go, like, oh, you don't want the podcast and stuff. And I love, like, when people know, like, I love when people, like, come to me and, like, talk to me about my podcast and stuff. People even come to me and ask me to put them in my podcast and feature them in my podcast. Now, I'm not going to say your name in the podcast. I don't even remember your name. Because I don't listen all the time. Because it's done PA when they come to me. Oh, my God, I'd be tomorrow. Oh my God, I stood away from it. I asked him to stand outside on PA and he said yeah. Because I was terrified of getting hit in the face by a ball. Because I nearly got hit by a ball. Like, it literally came up on me. And I was like, oh, get away from me. And I'm scared of it hitting me in the face. So I stand outside. And I said just for a few minutes, but then I didn't end up going back in. And he went, you're already in a five because of the fact that you don't have your school, your PE kit. And now you're on another five. Not coming back. And I was like, with someone, and so into the living room with someone on a 10 now. Is somebody put me on a 10? Because, yeah. And I was supposed to say my hand today because I was like, so I said no to Miss Morgan and she went, you're gonna have to put you in another sanction or something. And I was like, oh, go on. And I said no to it. They were like, well, Mr. Gritchley's bringing people in. And I was like, okay. I'm going to speak to him, I'll just say, I'm getting my calendar to ring up next time, and I'm with them, and that's on Tuesday. I had to cancel this week, because I went well, so I had to cancel, and then at least he got free time because he's never free anymore. Literally, he said that he's full, like he's fully booked, so at least I give him a day off. Well, a little bit of a break even. To go get, like, go to the shops or something, I don't know. I don't know what he does with his free time. But, yeah. I need to go to my sweets because I have a sweet jar and I need sweets for. Because, yeah. But I don't mean, like, go out and buy, like, loads of Starbursts and Skittles and everything. I mean, like, go buy, like, a nice VIP bag of, like, loads of sweets that you get and just organise them in that little sweet jar I have. I have two little jars and a big jar. I put them all in the big jar. Anyway, I'm going to go and probably publish this video. Miss Kazoon, if you're watching, I hate ya. Love ya. Hate ya, love ya. Anyone who's watching. Oh my god, I don't know if I talked about it on the podcast, but I tagged Casey Bevan, the one that used to edit vlogs for me. I tagged her in a post today. I went, by the way, guys, I feel weird tagging Casey and things too, because we're kind of okay again. But yeah, we're kind of okay. But we follow each other and everything. So yeah, anyway, I'm going to go because I'm down for a win. I'm going to go to upload this. So see yous whenever next year is, because I don't know if it'll be next week. If I'm still sick, I think I'm going to reschedule the podcast or something, because if I'm still sick, I'm not going to put the video or episode out. If I'm sick, I might go through and I might film like a little tiny bit, like a 10 minute episode or something, just because I don't want you to listen to me just literally going sneezing, even though sneezing is just normal, and then going, oh my god, I'm gonna start hanging out with those or something. And yeah, bye, see you next week or whenever it's next to you. What the fuck? Alright, it's the next day, and see that? The last one I've got to suffer. Smoke alarm is dead, and it beeps when it's dying, right? So, why can't I just shut up? I just threw the valve, but like it just beeps every like 2 seconds. So I need to change battery. So I'm sitting here, like, no thanks. What's that? I got my TikTok account back. Actually, I'm really happy about that. Not that beeping, but like the TikTok account coming back. Because I've literally been dying for the last, how long ago? Like 2 weeks? For the last few weeks. 3 weeks, I don't know. But like, for the past like 3 weeks, I've been pure. Pure dying. Because, yeah, I'm dying. Because I didn't have a TikTok account. That was, like, I had me uncensored podcast account. But, you know, so it's just way at mine. Like, me normal one, and I'm dying. Anyway, I'm gonna go again. And I'll see you next podcast, and I mean this one, though. Because I've already published this episode and I'm going back to put this part in. So I'll see you next time. Goodbye.
Hey, okay, so I'm recording on my laptop, like actual audio. I'm not using headphones or anything. So if it sounds horrible, you know why. Because I feel like laptops just don't have that good of a microphone, which is fine. I don't really mind. I don't really use my microphone, except for, like, Zoom. And that's really, really rare. So, I don't need good microphones or anything. And I have a really good laptop, so, you know, that's fine. But anyway, basically, what I wanted to say is, on the last segment, I said it was all I have a stupid fire alarm that keeps beeping its ass off every single 5 minutes. I want to give an update. So today is Wednesday. So yesterday on Tuesday when I was off school, I the smoke alarm, well, the fire alarm, whatever you want to call it, was beeping. I was like, that's pissing me off. So what I done is I went to the part of the little cupboard in the house that has all the electrics in, turned off the smoke alarms. So it continued beeping, obviously, because the battery was dead. And I took it off the roof and took the battery out of it, and now it's back on the roof. And he put it back up today and turned it on, and it kept beeping. So I turned it back off. The only reason I put them back on, the only reason I put it back up is because the light outside is connected to the smoke alarms for some reason. So if I turn on the switch, the light comes on outside, but if it's turned off, then the smoke alarm upstairs, the smoke alarm downstairs, obviously, and the light turns off, and the smoke alarm upstairs hasn't got a battery in. Like, the whole time I've lived here, has it ever had a battery in? That's my question. The whole time I've lived here, has that had a battery in? Because I've never known that to turn them on and off, I have to go to the electric cupboard. And the one up here is off right now, and the one downstairs, they're all off. But you know what? Like, if I go downstairs right now and turned on the smoke alarm as well, it would beep. It would just beep at me. Even though it has no battery in or anything, and the one upstairs has no battery in it, it would beep at me. It would piss me off so much if I had to turn it off. So before people come up, I know what I know for a fact, it's illegal. Well, it's not illegal. It's like a legal requirement. I've found this out on Google. It's not a legal requirement to have a battery in the fire alarm or smoke alarm, whatever. But if your house goes on fire and your smoke alarm hasn't got batteries in, you get the blame for the fire. So it's just really stupid. It's like really, really stupid. So I'm gonna finish the segment because I have nothing to talk about, but a different segment so I can rename it. Very seldom. Okay, I wanted to talk about something. So, in the UK, the age to drive with a permit is 17. Alright, so to drive, to do things like that, you have to be 17. Where's that just popped up from? Oh, I have the stupid driver updates of things, and I'm deleting that. Anyway, I already have to leave it in one go. And it's snowing. Anyway, it snowed today. Anyway, what's it called? So, apparently, wait, what am I saying? Oh, yeah. So, in the UK, the driver's age is 17. And last night, I was looking into it, and I was like, why is it 17? Why does it have to be 17? And in the thing, it says, if you're on, there's these two things, if you're on these, you can start driving 16. And I'm on one of them two things, so I can drive when I'm 16. I can start driving when I'm 16, and that's 2 years. In 2 years' time, I would have already got my permit. I just wouldn't be able to drive until I was 16. And I feel like I'll be the first person in my school to say, the first person in my school, in my year, to say, I am driving. Like, obviously, I can't drive to school or anything. You have to be, like, with an insured person. So I could drive to school. And I just couldn't go by myself, so I'd have to get someone to come with me who's insured. So when I start driving 16, my sister will be able to get their license. So that's, you know what I mean, like, do you know what I mean? Does that even make sense? Because when, please, yeah, when I don't know what I'm saying anymore, but yeah, Anyway, it's on Google. You can Google it. It's search. I was on it last night. Search search UK drivers at 16, and it'll tell you all about it. So you can apply for a provisional driving license when you're 15 years and 9 months old. So it says you can drive a car when you are 16 if you get or have applied for something. I honestly, I always says don't forget your L plates. So if you're driving on a provisional license, I have put this out now as a disclaimer. If you are driving on a provisional license, you have to be accompanied by someone aged over 21. And who has held a full driving license for at least 3 years. So if you're not driving with someone like that, then yeah. That's what I'm saying, because I don't know anything about cars. Only thing I know about cars is the center console. And that all day I've been picturing myself driving my granddad's car. Like that big car. Like, can you imagine me in my granddad's car, which is quite a long car, by the way. He has like a 70-seater, in my granddad's car, one arm on the center console and one arm on the steering wheel, driving. That's the thing I want to question, ask Grace. So, when I say, Grace, when I say, picture a calendar. What day comes first? You have to let me know on Instagram because I'm not putting all these Q&As in this episode. Go to my Instagram, which is JordanBH123, and tell me what you think of when I say a calendar. Like a weekly calendar, by the way. So we'll start with a weekly calendar, what day started? And then I'll move on to another one, is that? So what day started? So, because some people say Sunday, and some people say Monday. I honestly think Monday, because Sunday you get ready for the first day of the week. And you go back to school on a Monday, and you finish school on a Friday. And the 2 days in between are the weekends, so they're not even the weekends. What? My mom wants me to go away. Give me a moment. I'll be right back. I don't know how to entertain us because I can't just pause and come back. On YouTube. Oh my god. Should I play my song? Don't know what to do. Should you come in here?
Listen for that door, mate. Amazon's next.
Remember those walls a bit. Anyway, I know, it's like literally about, it's like 9 p.m. and there's Amazon's coming. Oh, it's here. Alright, it's a bit off.
I can hear him off
Thank you. Oh my god, how was the silence, guys? The one time I wish I had like wireless headphones, I do, but doesn't really have, so. Anyway, Reese, now think of a calendar monthly, Reese. What month comes first? I've heard people say, from Relax podcast with Colleen and Eric, I've heard Eric say that September is the first month of the year. He sees September as the first month of the year because it's the month my kids go back to school. And I completely agree. Because it's like when I'm older, maybe I'll change my mind. Be like, oh, maybe January is the first year. But in my brain, as much as I love Christmas and it's the last month of the year, September's the first month because we start a new year in school in September. You know what I mean? So my brain is like, that's the first month. And the last month is July. And the downstairs, why? No.
What?
No.
Why
no? I said no about 10 times there. I think it was a bit deaf. Anyway. So. What? Yeah. Oh my god. Where is that from? Yeah, so July is the last year of the month and September is the first year of the month because I finished school in July. And then when I'm in year 11, my last year of the month will be May, because in May, for year 11 in May you leave. Oh my god, I'll be driving for a month and I'll just be leaving school. That's mad. Anyway, I love how my title Miss Cartoon strikes again for one of me things. I'm gonna check I haven't put that in a different podcast episode, you know, on Spotify. Oh my god, the app that I use to upload this podcast has been changed from Anchor to Spotify Podcast or Podcast Spotify or something. Reese, let's see. Reese, I need the most recent episode. Newest to oldest. The Venger bus is coming. I got sick. Right, what's in it? What segments are in it?
It's the day after.
So I was about to put that in there. I didn't. Thank God. So it's everything before this. So that's fine. Right. Anyway. I don't know. I'm just looking at myself. I need a new picture. I need to take more pictures for my podcast. Because, yeah. Oh my god, Liv made a thingy out. I need a co-host as well, because I feel like I just slept off. Also, no way. I feel like I need to have a continuous conversation. I'm gonna put on my story who wants to be on my podcast. I don't think I have a public profile, you know. I might make a public profile so I have to share my personal one. Because I will not follow you back. So, I need a profile. I bet I already have one. My public profile I need. Oh no, I have one, don't I? I don't know how to work it, that's what it is. How do I get to it? How do I get to my own public profile? I have it somewhere, it normally says like your public profile. public profile. This is gonna take a while, some. And public profile, public profile. 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 This is fucking going well in it. Oh, by the way, so I've started this very more. Public profile. Rachel Ballinger. Charlie D'Amelio. Happy International Women's Day. I have none to support. Is anyone even listening anymore? Nanda. Billie Jean is not my lover. He's just a girl. And I just said he's. She's just a girl. Who said I am one? But the kid is not my son. Burn, burn, burn. People always told me, be careful what you do. Don't go around breaking young girls' heart. Billie Jean is not my woman. She's just a girl. I am the one. Well, I found this video and I said Harry Styles mispronouncing names and listen to how he says Jordan. I need to find it now. Cara. Cara. Kiera. Cara. 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 He's. Harry Styles. This is like probably ages ago. But this is Harry Styles saying my name. Is that why my speaker at me sound this? Anyway. That's like perfectly that. Honestly, I'm obsessed with that. I've watched that video many times before believing that he said Jordan that many times. I feel like I've never thought that in my life. I'll probably watch that video in 10 years and be like, oh, don't remember watching this. Like, it's in my favorites. I honestly can't wait for 10 years from now. Because, I don't know, I'll be proper driving, right? And I'll be, like, working and stuff. I won't ever be in school. I won't ever see Miss Morgan ever again. I won't ever see Miss Katoon ever again. I won't see any of the teachers ever again. I'll be doing my actual own thing that I actually want to do. I'll be in my own house, hopefully. I'll be 24 nearly. I'm gonna be old AF. Well, not old AF, but like, you know, I'll be like doing my own things. If I start a podcast, will I start a podcast? I don't know. I hope so, because I really like doing podcasts, and it's just a nice little thing to have, isn't it? Like a little podcast. I can't wait for tomorrow and Friday to be done with, because, yeah, feels like ages ago was the last weekend. Yesterday feels like so long ago, but like, I had like a dead long day yesterday, really, kind of. I went to my concert thing, and then after I went to Oh, something's on fire. Anyway, I went to the garage at my granddad's car. And if you remember, my granddad's 7-seater car, that just disappeared in last year. Basically, what happened to it is the oil started leaking and the engine started smoking. So you had to pull over. We were going to pick up the baby or take the baby in. I think it was take the baby in actually, and we had to turn around and go back because the car had started smoking and the oil was leaking from it and everything. So we stopped, and I was in the car by the way, and everyone like got off the car. So we got the baby out the car. Like the baby was like the first person to get out the car in case it started filling up with smoke or anything. And just to get the baby away from the smoke as well, because it was ages ago and babies can't have smoke as well. And like, even though the baby can't be around smoke, obviously. And how old is the baby now? He's turned 1 in July. I can't wait for him to be 1. I don't know. I feel like he'll be walking by the time he gets to 1 because he's nearly walking now. I can't wait for him to start talking and stuff, because when when Aiden started talking, that was like the best. And when he started walking, that was like really cool. Remember those walls I built? I'm in Santa Cruz and I'm grouping up to his goals. Every time I see it, I sing a new part of the song. Billie Jean is not my... Anyway, right, so anyway, back to the story. So, he rang up his garage and then someone came out, not from the garage, but like from somewhere else, to tell him. So his car got put on the back of this big thing, obviously, like, you know what happens. And it got took to the garage, which it's in now. It stayed in the exact same place since. And every time it goes into the area, the person goes, oh, it needs this doing to it now, it needs this doing to it now. It needs a new engine. And you're like, it was an oil leak. Why does it need a new engine? Because of an oil leak. Because that's how it was smoking, because the oil would have been overheating when it was leaking, so it would have smoked. So I was like, why does it need a new engine? Why does it need a turbo engine for a car that the oil leaked in? And I keep saying to my granddad, like, when he gets it out now, like, he's going to get it out tomorrow, I think. And I'll tell the story, I'm going to say to him, if it breaks again, don't put it back in Richie. Take it somewhere else. And if you need help covering the cost or anything, my mum will help you, or my nan will help you, or my uncle will help you, and everything. Because if he puts it back in there, there's most chance you'll never see that car again. Because it's been in there for freaking months. There was customers screaming at him down the phone, being like, I want my car back. Like, literally, if his workers, or even him, because yesterday when I was going to get a replacement car for the car that my granddad, he had a replacement car and he didn't like it, it was too small. So he got another replacement car, which was actually a really nice car, and he still has it now, and he wants his actual car back. Because obviously, everyone wants the car back. Basically, if his workers have put in as much effort as what they put into this car now, it would have been done in 2 hours. If my granddad was sitting there watching the job, and you were like, I'm going to need another hour, and we were like, okay, we'll go for an hour, and when we come back, we got the car done. When we came back, he just had to do a few more things, and it was done. And it was actually quite quick. I was freezing and hungry, so it felt like ages, but it was like actually like 10 minutes, and I was like, loved the car and everything. And it came with a free CD, and I've left my CD that I put in there in the car, and he's not even insured to drive it because his car's insurance has run out, and his MOT. I'm gonna check if the car's at the MOT, because you can check on the internet if you search a car reg, I'm not saying this to go check everyone's reg that you see. See, I can't remember what the reg is anymore. I've raced in like every week. It's that, isn't it? Yeah, it's that. That sounds better, so it must be a race. Well, good. So, anyway, I need to tell you the story. Anyway, when we went, the person that was the garage man, I haven't picked up a spanner or anything all day, and I was like, okay, we'll pick up a spanner and fucking get to work him. Then he said he'd been running around all day, and I was like, well, just pick up a fucking spanner and work, because I don't know if you know, but he wants his car back sometime soon. He set me right up with him, can I get my car back by next week? And the person went, I don't know. And the person said, I don't know. I can try. And just today, my granddad was like, I want my actual car back. Like, he's not insured right now to drive a car. The car that he has now, he's not insured to drive. You can't even drive anyway. So there's no point in him having a car in front of his house. You know, if I was in a situation, I would go to the car station, I'd go, I would say, I want my car back. If it's taking this long, I'll take it somewhere else. And I'll get it done as fast as I can because I need this car back. And the guy was like, I need it next week. He needed it last week as well. And it didn't get back. And he wants it next week. So he's just decided, I want it back now. Because obviously, it's his car. So you have to listen. And he hasn't used it in ages. He was given a car with locks, didn't work, an old radio. So you couldn't listen to music and you couldn't lock it in. The cat's staring at me there. And now the car that he has now, everything works on it, which, thank God. But he can't drive it because he's not insured to drive. I think it's just because the insurance on his car was run out. Because everything's run out in the car. His car MOT was supposed to be in October. He hasn't had the car since before that race. I think it was like a few weeks before his MOT, maybe like a week or two before his MOT expired. Maybe even a month or two. I don't remember. But his MOT expired in October 2022. And his tax ran out, so that might not run out. But that's just weird, though. Like, just give him his car back, please. And his pass rate is 86, but the fact it's in this little place now, it's like Harrison Street Garage. The fact it's in this now is like gonna be less than 86% pass rate. It'll be like, I'd be surprised if it was 5%. I honestly expect it to be 5% pass rate because every time it goes in, something else comes out wrong with it.
Jordan, are you going to check the back doors lock for me?
Yeah. Oh, she could jump me though. You know, my mom makes me crazy. She goes, she opens the door and goes, Jordan, get up. And I get up and she leaves my door open. I'm like, you could shut me door because I'm about to get changed for school. I'm not being funny or anything, but I'm going to be sitting here getting changed. And my door's going to be open. So I have to like get up and close it. And it's like, oh, no, anyway. So yeah, you should be getting the car back tomorrow. I probably is not on TikTok yet if he gets the car back tomorrow because I'll probably make a video about this on TikTok. Because you already know who I am, and I always put things in TikTok. The cat's opened its eyes. Hi, Milo, I put you on TikTok, don't I? The cat knows what TikTok is. I feel like it's asleep with its eyes open. Are you dead? Oh, it's going back to sleep. Is it opening its eyes? Kinda. Maybe it's just having a bad sleep. Love you, Milo. Oh, it jumped up 10 minutes, it's on here. Hi, Milo. Yeah, so anyway. I keep joking on air. He should be getting his car back tomorrow, and if not, then I'm actually like probably gonna go mad because he should have his car back. Anyway, I'm gonna go. I'll see you in the next episode of the podcast because I'm literally about to run out of time because I'm only allowed to record like half an hour, and then I'd have to do another segment and then I'm forgetting. So make sure you tune in on the next podcast. I don't know, I have a clue what day it's gonna be. I don't know when what day it was the last time I posted. And I have a minute. So I'll see you next time. Or maybe if I add an extra little pause, it'll be here. But I doubt that there'll be another pause. Anyway, I love yous and I'll see yous in 25 years. When I find out what episode this is. This is, I don't know what episode it is. Anyways. Love yous, and I'll see yous in 25 billion million years. I'll let yous know on Instagram, which is JordanMetNBH123, when my grandma gets his car back. And I'll give yous updates on everything because I can post 10 minute videos on TikTok now, so I can keep putting some like little vlogs. Anyway, I'll see yous later. Good.